contributions. If you're one of those listeners, thank you for your support. If not, please consider supporting us. We can't continue these programs without continued support and new members. You can find out all you need to know about membership at our website, krvs.org. We have blues for you till 1 this afternoon. It is currently 11 a.m.
This program is sponsored by the Office of Dr. Ann Lorentz Dental Artistry, now offering anxiety-free sedation dentistry. Dr. Ann Lorentz Dental Artistry, located at 101 West Marshall Avenue near River Ranch in Lafayette. The number for more information or to schedule an appointment is 406-1110, online at drannlorentz.com. Support for KRVS comes from Acadiana Yoga and Wellness, located at 911 Harding Street in Lafayette's Oil Center. Acadiana Yoga and Wellness, offering yoga and Pilates classes and yoga teacher training, as well as massage therapy and Vedic Thai yoga. Class schedules and upcoming events can be found online at acadianayoga.com.
Upside Down, Turned Around. Peter Novelli from his recent release. The disc is called Louisiana Roots and Blues. A lot of New Orleans feel to this one. And it was recorded at Dockside Studios in Maurice, Louisiana. Peter Novelli, bring us into the third hour of 4 hours of blues for you here on a Friday on KRVS. We're going to stay with New Orleans-influenced sounds. We're going to turn next to what was sadly Johnny Adams' last disc, Man of My Word. Came out in 1998 from that disc. Here's Johnny with Up and Down World.
You're up on your feet now, baby. And you're leaving me all alone. When you know that my nose is down to the grindstone. You rode this gravy train since the day I met you. But remember what goes around also comes around too, 'cause it's an up and down world. It's an up and down world. It might be cold. It's an up and down world. It might be nice and warm today. Tomorrow it may be dreary and cold. I saw a hobo the other day, once had his weight in gold. Go ahead, pretty baby, and I'll gladly set you free. 'Cause I know that old son up there one day rise and shine for me, 'cause it's an up and down world. It's an up and down world. It might be cold, but it's an up and down world. Feet now, baby, and you're leaving me all alone. When you know that my nose is down to the grindstone, you rode this gravy train since the day I met you. But I remember what goes around also comes around too, 'cause it's an up and down world. It's an up and down world. It might be cold, you know it's an up and down world. It's an up and down. It might be cold. You know it's an up and down world out there. Yeah, it's an up and down world. Yes, it is. I'd be up today, down tomorrow, reaching up and down world.
Her daddy's doorbell was ringing when I called on the telephone. He was the one to answer me, so I told him what was going on. Said, I love your daughter, but we don't get along. I said, I love your daughter, but we don't get along. Back is to the tale, she's been giving me hell and pain. Oh, she ain't ailing back, she's still good strong.
From his 2001 release, The Road We're On, that was Bayou Slide Genius, as one of the magazines called him years ago, Sonny Landreth. Sonny Landreth with Hell at Home. Before hearing Sonny, we heard from New Orleans' late Johnny Adams. From the disc Man of My Word, Johnny did a cover of Up and Down World. And we heard the Bayou Slide Genius here on KRVS. We're going to turn next to a gentleman that earned the moniker of the Human Jukebox, so said, because if he heard it, he could play it. We're talking about the late Snooks Eaglin from New Orleans from the early 1990s. Here's Snooks on guitar and vocals with a cover of a Muddy Waters tune.
I'm going down to the alley, buy me a hamburger. I'm going
Henry Grave from what was his first American records release, Lucky Man, the name of the disc. It was on Blind Pig Records, came out around 1991 or so, and was for many, many years unavailable, out of print. Fortunately, it's been re-released by Blind Pig. They re-released it a year or two ago. Henry Gray on piano and vocals, and the late Andy Cornett on bass on this particular track, one of Henry's old friends. Henry Gray, of course, was originally from Kenner. He ended up in Chicago in 1946, played with Howlin' Wolf's band for many years and a lot of other classic Chicago blues notables. Moved back to Louisiana in 1968, and we still get the pleasure of hearing Henry Gray now and then performing. Really, still quite a vibrant player, Henry Gray. He was preceded by the late Snooks Eaglin from New Orleans. We heard Snooks do a rendition of the Muddy Waters tune, Red Beans. Just about everybody, we played this hour, the first part of this hour, has had a strong Louisiana connection. We're not going to change that just yet. We're going to turn next to Buddy Guy, who got his start on the Baton Rouge blues scene and became a Chicago blues notable back in the 1960s, I guess. He moved to Chicago in the late 50s. Here's Buddy Guy from his disc, a fairly recent release called Skin Deep. Buddy Guy with special guest Eric Clapton doing a number called tune entitled Every Time I Get the Blues.
Somebody asked me why I live the blues. I said the blues is all around me. I just find something I can use, and I feel it running through me, and I give it my heart and soul. I trust the song I'm singing, let the feeling take control. I'm just trying to tell the truth. Every time I sing the blues, I might think about a woman and how she done me wrong. I might think about some hard times when I was barely hanging on. I might think about a brother who still can't make ends meet. Some fallen sister selling it on the street. I'm just trying to tell the truth. Every time I sing the blues.
Every time I get the blues. Buddy Guy with special guest Eric Clapton from Buddy Guy's disc Skin Deep. That one came out in 2008. You're listening to the Blues Box here on Public Radio for Acadiana, KRVS. We have blues for you till 1 this afternoon.
Support for KRVS and the concert calendar comes from Show and Tell Productions, offering concert sound, lighting, and audiovisual production, services, and installation. Contact information is available at showandtellpro.com.
And there's quite a bit on the calendar today. Music starts tonight here in Lafayette at Downtown Alive at, I believe it's Park Song C this evening. Amanda Shaw and Cute Boys will be there. Then after Downtown Alive, a couple of downtown venues have music. J.C. Malasson will be playing at Antlers. Also, Hugh and the Wrecking Crew will be playing at Agave Mexican Grill. And down the street, there'll be Libations for Liberia fundraiser taking place at Blue Moon Saloon. Also, this evening, Major Handy at the Blue Dog Cafe, Logan Swallow at Backstage Bar and Grill at Artmosphere tonight, and Savoy and Her Sleepless Nights. And we've got also Tab Benoit's in town. He'll be playing at Grand Street Dance Hall this evening, as will Catherine Kirkpatrick and Brandon McLeod. Walter Jr. will be at Imonelli. Yvette Landry plays McGee's Landing. Also tonight, Lil Wayne and Same Old Two-Step will be at the Wild Salmon. There's also an event honoring the late Mr. Shelton Broussard at Slim's Waikiki and Opelousas tonight. Musicians are invited. And tonight and tomorrow night, Lerone Rubin will be playing at Charlie G's. Tomorrow morning, Donna Augel and her Zydeco Posse play for a Zydeco breakfast at the Café des Amis in Bro Bridge. Tomorrow evening in Bro Bridge, Hugh and the Wrecking Crew play blues at Kate's 2. The Sour Sedans play tomorrow night at Artmosphere. There's the LA 31 party being taking place at Blue Moon Saloon. Caleb Elliott at Blue Dog Café. And a Cajun Jam just about every Saturday afternoon occurs at Vermilionville. Tomorrow evening, Al Berard's guitar band will play McGee's Landing. Blue-Eyed Doll will play the Wild Salmon. And Savoy and Her Sleepless Nights will be at Liberty Theater tomorrow evening in Eunice. Lerone Rubin, yeah, we mentioned Lerone at Charlie G's. Jim Vorey's and the All-Nighters play tomorrow night at the Backstage Bar and Grill. Yesterday, the Beatles Tribute Band, as well as the group Tandem, will be at Grand Street Dance Hall tomorrow night. Broken Mojo's at Oasis Sports Bar. Eric Lindell will be playing at Sugar Mill Pond in Youngsville from 6 to 9 tomorrow evening. Keith Rank plays tomorrow night at El Cido's. Sunday, Scott Allen Stagg will play for a brunch at the Blue Dog Cafe. Gino Delafosse will play Whiskey River Sunday. Mary Gauthier will be at Grant Street. Corey Arsenault at Randall's. Taylor Verrett at Artmosphere. And Leroy Thomas and the Zydeco Roadrunners play Vermilionville on Sunday. Monday night is a night for a bluegrass jam at Cité des Arts in downtown Lafayette. Also this Monday, Keith Blair and Dustin Saunier will be at Scotty's Ice House. Tuesday night is Songwriters Night at Artmosphere, Jazz Jam Night at Bisbano's, and the night for a Cajun Jam at the Blue Moon Saloon. Music now from the Bottoms Up Blues Gang and a disc called Handle It that came out in 2010. Here's Bottoms Up with a number called More I Get, The Less I Got.
Circles round and round, no one ever stops. I'll hit the ground. No matter how I try, I can't keep still. And somehow I know I always will. In the mirror, things seem out of focus. I gotta make them clearer. It seems to be a dead end. Everywhere I turn, another shoe drops. another lesson learned. Well, I'm trying to find a balance between what's good and what's not, but it always seems the more I get, the less I got. The more I get, the less I got. All right, break it down. Now it's time to shed or get off the pot. I can't keep dwelling on other things I'm not. I can't change the past or see what's ahead. Oh, but I know my heartache comes from what's unsaid. Well, I'm trying to find a the more I get, the less I got.
band Trampled Underfoot from their disc Wrong Side of the Blues. That one came out back last year. Very interesting album, interesting group. They were preceded by the Bottoms Up Blues Gang. We heard them from the disc Handle It. That one came out in 08. And they did they did a number called The More I Get, The Less I Got. Next here on KRVS, we're going to turn to a tune that got to number one on the R&B charts many years ago and also helped fuel the success of young rockabilly from Mississippi. We're talking about the number Hound Dog, recorded by Big Mama Thornton back in August of 1952. She recorded it, and a few weeks later, whatever, she was in New York and heard it on the radio and found out it was a big hit. Nobody had told her, but she was for many years trying to recoup that success, never quite did. Here is Big Mama Thornton again from August of 1952 with the Lieber Stoller composition Hound Dog.
Yeah! You ain't nothing but a hound dog. Been snooping around my door. You ain't nothing but a hound dog. Been snooping around my door. You can wag your tail, but I ain't gonna feed you no more. You told me you was high class, but I can see through that. Yes, you told me you.
This program is underwritten by Bayou Vermilion District's Vermilionville, hosting their weekly Bal de Dimanche, held every Sunday from 1 to 4 p.m. Upcoming performances include Leroy Thomas and the Zydeco Roadrunners, and Briggs Brown and the Bayou Cajuns. For more information on upcoming performances, special events, and guided tours, the website is vermilionville.org.
Shake your maker. Shake your money maker, baby. You gotta shake your money maker. Shake your money maker. You gotta shake your money maker. And then
Elmore James from 1961, Shake Your Money Maker. Elmore James, originally from Mississippi, he adopted Robert Johnson Slide's style of guitar playing to the electric guitar. He also was a driving, dynamic vocalist and had a huge influence on Chicago blues of the 1950s and also some of the British blues rockers that would emerge in the 1960s. Before we heard Elmore James, we heard Willa Mae Big Mama Thornton from August of 1952 doing the first recording of Hound Dog. Again, Elvis Presley would later record that and have a huge hit. Big Mama Thornton didn't do too poorly with it. Again, she got to number one on the R&B charts with that piece. We turn next year on KRVS to the guy that got Elmore James to first record, at least first record as a lead artist, as a vocalist, and that would be Sonny Boy Williamson II, Alec Miller, his real name. Sonny Boy, as the story goes, tricked Elmore James into doing his first recording. He didn't know that he was actually being recorded at the time. From about the same period as Elmore's first recording, December of 1951, here's Sonny Boy Williamson on blues harp and vocals.
She brought life back to the dead. Thank you.
November of 1936. That was Robert Johnson on guitar and vocals with his Preaching Blues. Robert was preceded by Sonny Boy Williamson. We heard Sonny Boy again from December of 51. Sonny Boy on blues harp and vocals doing a number called She Brought Life Back to the Dead. Sonny Boy Williamson was supposedly at the Juke Joint in August of 1938, where Robert Johnson was allegedly poisoned and died 3 years later in convulsions and out of his mind. Sonny Boy claims that he tried to keep Johnson from drinking out of the drinking the whiskey that somebody handed him, a broken label on the bottle. We're going to turn next here on the Blues Box to yet another Mississippi born and raised blues man, this time Booker White.
I was over in Aberdeen on my way to New Orleans. I was over in Aberdeen on my way to New Orleans. Them Aberdeen women told me it was about my gasoline. Hey, two little women that I ain't never seen. There's two little women that I ain't never seen. These two little women just from New Orleans. I'm sitting down in Aberdeen with New Orleans on my mind. I'm sitting down in Aberdeen with New Orleans on my mind. Well, I believe them Aberdeen women gonna make me lose my mind. But the men don't want me around. Aberdeen is my home, but the men don't want me around. They know I would take these women and take them out of town. Listen, you Aberdeen women, you know I ain't got no dime. Listen, you women, you know I ain't got no dime. They've been had deep, oh boy, oh, hobble down.
Mm-hmm. Aberdeen, Mississippi Blues. Again, Booker White. Booker White first recorded in Memphis back in 1930. Then in 1937, while under indictment, or actually he may have already been convicted at the time, said that he jumped bail anyway, that he went up to Chicago to record again, and then recorded it immediately after getting out of Parchman Farm prison back in, that was in March of 1940. His career, of course, was revived during the early 1960s. He was rediscovered like a number of other really fine bluesmen and influenced a lot of people. Bob Dylan recorded one of his songs, again, Booker White. You're listening to The Blues Box here on Public Radio for Acadiana, KRVS. We broadcast at 88.7 FM, Lafayette and Lake Charles. We also stream live audio on the web at krvs.org. We are listener-supported public radio. We rely on our listeners to help us keep these programs on the air. We need members to keep up the programs and to continue to get grants and funding. So if you're not a member, please consider joining us. The number or the place to go is our website, krvs.org. You can pledge securely online at that locale. We're going to break for the news with NPR. That in about a minute, we'll be back at 12:06, and then we're going to